Life can move pretty quickly in the short Alaskan summers. Cotton tussock and sedge grasses can sprout as early as a week after a fire passes through. Many perennial plants are rooted in a layer of decomposed organic matter that's below the top spongy, mossy layer. These can survive a fire, according to Jennifer Barnes, the Alaska Regional Fire Ecologist for the National Park Service.
You know, the tops of the plants might be burned off, but they will start to resprout off of that. Now, if it's more severe or if they just are more sensitive to fires, they will likely then seed back in.
In other cases, the fire itself will help trees release seeds.
Black spruce, they don't resprout after a fire, but they have semi-serotonous cones that are released by the heat of the fire. And so all those cones that are burned up at the top of the tree start dispersing immediately after a fire goes through and may start to grow and germinate next year, or possibly if it was an early season fire, maybe this year.
First to grow in burnt areas will be the grasses like horsetail and fireweed. They'll dominate for the first few years. After that, it's shrubby plants like willows, blueberries, and Labrador tea that take hold. Then it's off to the races.
Really, next year and the following 5 years are the big time for when plants are going to come into a burned area. It's interesting that a majority of these plants that might come in really will probably establish in the first 5 years after a fire. And then what you're seeing on the landscape is really dependent on how fast those plants grow. So even though all these plants might be there together, what you're seeing in an area is kind of more dominated by what is a faster growing plant, and then things start to top over each other.
Soon enough, the mammals move in. Barnes has done research on yellow-cheeked voles in burnt areas.
Really taking advantage of some of the herbaceous plants that are in there. They're eating those young roots that have established. You can see colonies in some of these areas. So I think the voles and also snowshoe hares can come into these sites. They're taking advantage of those young resprouting willows and actually they also can eat on the young spruce that are growing as well.
Martin can take advantage of fallen trees and build tunnels beneath the snow to move around and hunt. And don't forget about the birds. They're able to make homes in areas of burnt trees.
These trees that are dead and standing become good forage for insects, such as wood-boring insects and things like that. And so then the woodpeckers come into those areas. But you sometimes may see changes in the bird populations and types of birds depending on their gills. You know, some prefer old-growth forests, and some prefer more of a shrubland type or grassland type. So you'll see some, I would imagine, some differences in the bird populations that are in burned areas versus unburned areas.
You can view photos of forest and tundra regrowth at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.